I want to just give a little bit, not yet, maybe I'll give it a little later because it's a gay later. Tana Rabbanan, three lines in the bottom, 72b. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Ger Naisa Mamseres Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. A Ger can marry a Mamseres. Rabbi Yaisi's opinion is, Kahal Gerim Le Ikri Kol. Rabbi Yehuda I'm a Ger Le Yisa Mamseres, because Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. That is the halacha. Let's do Rashi again. Rashi is five lines to the bottom. Ger Naisa Mamseres, Sava Kahal Gerim Le Ikri Kol, they're not included in Kol. But Vavla Bamser, the kid ends up being a Mamser, the Siv Loi. You go by the pasul one. Well, you see, Mamzeres. Somebody call Gerim Ikri Kol. Not the Gemara Vayter. Echad Gerim, Echad Eved Meshuchar Rechol. Mutarim Bekehenes. All these people that their female counterpart would not be able to marry a Kayan, they're allowed to marry a Kehenes. Means the Gerim's female counterpart is a Geiris, and Eved is a Shivcha Meshuchareth. And a chalal is chalala. Those three women cannot marry a kayan, but a kayan's daughter can marry the man who has that same status. Why? Period. Rashi. Can people mute themselves? Umatayim b'kahenes. Even though the male counterpart is ushered to marry the woman counterpart of these three people, there is no lav, iser, for kahanas ksheris, daughters of a kayan, who are 100% kosher, to marry people that are pasul lakuna. Not talking about mamzer, not talking about psulei kohol, only talking about psulei kahuna. Dr. Gemar Vayter. My time at the Rabbi Yaisi. Where did Rabbi Yaisi learn that Gerim, the 100% Jewish, can get mafter yayna, can be rebbeim in a yeshiva, whether they can be Rosh Yeshiva or not is a question. They could be rebbeim, we can have it later in Kedushin. They can be rebbeim in yeshiva, they can be chashev people. At the same time, they can marry a mamzeres. Why? Dr. Gemara, where did he learn the concept of Kal Gerim Le'ikri Kol? Dr. Gemara, Chamisha Kahalik Sivi. Now let's learn this Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chamisha Kahalik Sivi. Gabi Azaras Psula Yuchsen. If you look at the Parsha that thinks about people that are puzzled to marry, it says, Layavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, number one. Layavi Loi B'Kal Hashem Arailam. The Torah repeats the word Kol twice by Mamzer. Then lo yava ma'ini avi b'kal Hashem is three. Lo yava lahem b'kal, and again it repeats there. Lo yava lahem b'kal, that's four. Dor shlishi yava lahem b'kal the mitzvi v'adaymi, and by the mitzvi v'adaymi it says the third generation can yava lahem b'kal. Right, period. That's what it says. Now v'kal degali b'tzua daka. And the call by Tzuadaka, Loi Chashev, is not counted as one of the five. The Lab in Psula Yuchsin Kamishtoi, and Tzuadaka, who is a person that is impossible to reproduce because he wounded himself or somebody wounded him, meaning not because of illness, not because he was born that way, and he has lost the ability to reproduce physically. So that person cannot marry Kal Hashem, but it's not yichus. It's not a problem in his yichus. It's a problem because of physically something happened to him. So therefore, that's not counted as one of the five calls. We're counting things that are about yichus. That's the five we're counting. We're not counting the one by Tzuadaka because that's not about yichus. It's nothing to do with yichus. He's a fine kosher meyuchus-like person. Unfortunately, something happened to him that does not allow him to marry a regular Jewish girl. But you have a Tzuadaka B'Kal Hashem. Other Rishayim say Tzuadaka is not counted because there's no future. We're talking about people that have children. If the children follow them, don't follow them, Tzuadaka obviously can't have children. So he's not counted. Whatever reason it is, he's not counted in this part. So why do we need five times the word Kohol? Chad l'kahanim. What is to say? the Kohanim can't marry these people. A mamzer can't marry a Kohenis. Kohen can't marry a mamzeris. Ditto for Amayni Miyavi. Ditto for Mitzri and Adayimi before the third generation. The Chad Levim, and the other one says, Levim can't marry them. The Chad of the Israelim. Another calls to say that even Yidden are restricted from that. Meaning, had the Torah only used the word Kohol once, I would have said, it's a Chumra by Kahuna. Had he used it only twice, I would have said, that's a Chumra by Leviya, which is an interesting concept. We very rarely find Leviya to be different in areas of Yichus, but that which we would have said. The third case is, the third one would have been Yisroel. The Chad Lemishri Mamzer Bishtuki. And one is to say that a Mamzer can marry a Suffolk Mamzer, because it says a Mamzer can't marry a Kohol. A Suffolk Mamzer is not Kohol. Therefore, the Pasuk writes the fourth Kohol to say that a Mamzer can only be restricted from somebody who is definitely Kohol, not from somebody who might or might not be Kohol. And Chad, Mishri Shtuki B'Yisrael. And what is to say that a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Yisrael? So there are five calls, and if you noticed, they're all being used. Now, two of them are being used for something that we haven't encountered yet. We did. We mentioned it. That a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer, even though, as Avraham Cohen asked in the Mishnah, what happened to Suffolk the rights of the Chumrah? We're going to talk about that. And not only that, but a Suffolk Mamzer can marry Yisrael. A Suffolk Mamzer can marry Yisrael. He can marry a fine Jewish girl. And his kids are Suffolk Mamzerim. But it's not restricted. It's not saying his kids are kosher. It's saying he's allowed to. There's no illegality involved. Just like when a ger marries a Mamzerim, the kids are Mamzerim. But there's no illegality involved. We're not recommending. We're saying it's legal. A Shtuki, which is a Suffolk Mamzer, as Gemara will explain later on, a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a regular Bas Yisrael because there's no restriction. We learned that out from the extra Kohol, and it's legal. It doesn't mean that the kid's not going to be Pasul, but it means it's legal. Like Shmuel says, it's still not what we want. We don't want to be Marvin Mamzerim B'Yisroel. We'd rather him not marry a Bas Yisroel, but it's legal. We can't ban it. It's legal. Rashi. Chad L'Kahanim. They have a Matzah L'Machtinu Kulu B'Chad L'Azara. Could have said it once. V'Chad Kol. L'Yavah Mamzah Amayni M'Yavah B'Kal Hashem Gam Dar Siri L'Yavah L'Hem B'Kal Anoy L'Hem B'Kal B'Kal B'Mitzvah V'Adai M'Dar Shlish Yavah L'Hem B'Kal. You could have used one word Kol and included all the Sulam. Chad l'kol kahanim, b'chad l'kol leviyim, b'chad l'kol yisraelim. He got a ksiv chad, had it only written one, of amina kahanim kamar. Av leviyim, mutarim, to marry a mamzer. Again, it would have been, the kids would be mamzerim, but it's legal. We have a ksiv trey, of amina leviyim kahanim, of yisrael loy. V'chad l'mishri mamzeres b'shtuki, av abishat zed v'adai b'zeh sofik, loy chashinon shem ezeh kosher v'osel lisim mamzeres. Don't worry about it. The Hachi Dershinon, Bekal Vadai Hudle Yavoi, Mamzer, Habakal Suffolk and Shtuki Yavoi, Vidashin, you only can't marry into a Kal Vadai. But if it's a Kal Suffolk, a Mamzer can marry into it. It's legal. The Chad, the Mishri Shtuki Bisrael, Dershinon Hachi, Mamzer Vadai Hudle Yavoi Bekal, only a definite Mamzer can't marry a Jewish girl. A Mamzer Suffolk Yavoi. If the Tari Masnis and Shtuki Pasu, I, the Mishnah says that Shtuki is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Umidrabon, Tidlakamon, Shema Yisachoy Tzviyavim, like the Gemara is explaining, since we don't know who the father is, we always have to worry that she's marrying his sister. We don't know who the father is, so how do we know who's his paternal relatives? That's a rabbinic fear. But biblically speaking, there's nothing wrong. Zuck the Rambam. No right. Oh, why don't we go over right to Gemara talk about that? We'll leave that for the Gemara. Why don't we don't have to jump ahead? Rashi brings it, but it's the Gemara later on. Pesach the Rambam in a tshuva, and the Rashba quotes this Rambam, that this is the source that Suffolk deraisa is lekula min atayra. The Rambam shita is the suffix deraisa min atayra is lekula. That if you have a suffix, it's not aser. The concept of suffix deraisa lechumra, according to the Rambam, is a rabbinic concept. Rabbanan came along and said, treat suffix deraisa lechumra. But midraisa, the Rambam learned, you see the Torah is matra, suffix mamzer, to marry a Jewish girl. Suffix deraisa, Avram calls kasha. Suffix deraisa lechumra. Dr. Rambam, there's no such law. Suffix deraisa is lekula. Again, this is the Rambam's opinion. Yeah, of course. Yes, that's the Rambam's opinion, except rabbinically it's prohibited. So the Mepharshim speak out that according to the Rambam, a Shtuki can have two wives. One is a Mamzeres, and one is the Israelis. Even though one of them is wrong. But it's not that. The Torah said a Shtuki can marry a Mamzeres, and a Shtuki can marry Israelis. He can marry both at the same time. That's what the Achayim speak out in the Rambam. It's a big Kiddush. But it, because it's a Mamarashach. What is it? Heard it's a Torah said it's mutter.
I can't believe the
That's rabbinically prohibited.
Not that. I can't believe in all the Gemaras, there's no other case of, this is the only place where there's a suffix?
Again, so, you know, Rabbi Cohen, I love when you ask these questions. They see Sefer Benezi, show me the Gemara.
No, I'm just asking.
Are you just asking, so I have to prove the Gemara. Show me the Gemara.
Why do I
I'll get to you in a minute. Dr. Rashba, it's not true. Rashba Shita. That something derives from the Torah lechumra. The Torah made an exception in this case. That's what the Rashba learned. The Rashba learned that the rule is something derives from the Torah lechumra, which is what everybody assumes. That's the way we paskin. But we paskin like the Rashba and all the Rishayim who disagree with the Rambam. It practically makes very little difference, or very few times, because even the Rambam agrees rabbinically is prohibited, and we do keep Rabbanans. Right? It's a minig. We like to keep Rabbanans. So therefore, so if we keep the Rabbanans anyway, it's going to be us or Lamaisa. So it's more a question of the severity. Is it biblical or rabbinic? But the Rashba learns biblically usher. And the Rambam says it's only rabbinically usher. Now, I'm still waiting for the list of Gemaras, but Dr. Schwab says he has one, so we'll find out.
Why should I say that if Dr. Schwab has it?
Okay, I'm happy to hear that, yes.
Okay, I'm going the other way. But there is the idea, the essential difference of, aside from, the nature of Kemet, one of the differences between Derisa and Rabbanit is that Derisa has to do with the actual state of the object, whereas the Rabbanit is attitudinal.
Yes.
So, therefore, if we have something such as what Kleibel brought up, a concept of something like Rove, where we are relying on some sort of magic to change the nature of the object in front of us. Remember, this is a statistical. You've got the object in front
Again,
of us.
Again, so far you haven't said anything I disagree with. I'm waiting.
The object in front of you has 100% chance of being whatever it is. If it's in four other objects, it has a 20% chance, but once you select it, it's 100% what it is and 100% what it's not, or 0% what it's not. So, but given that we have something which very well could be 100% trait midoraisa, what allows us to use rogue?
The tyro.
It's based on
we don't lose, everything is learned out from Sukkim.
Absolutely. No, the Gemara.
Right, the Gemara in Chulin spends two dafim to learn out rides. Or maybe a daf. I don't want to exaggerate. The Gemara says, how do I know you go bus a ride? The Gemara asks the kasha. The Gemara, according to the Rambam, the Torah is also telling me that if it's a suffix, it's not inherently usher. That's all. It's exactly what you said. But it's the Torah. It's the same Rabbi Nishlailam who told me that I'm not allowed to marry a Mamzeres, told me I'm allowed to marry a suffix Mamzeres.
You're right. No, I take that. It's another way of saying it, which is the way I look at tomorrow. is any logical system needs a set of axioms on which they
You talk in language of people who talk, I talk in the language of this way.
Something which is true and cannot be asked.
Fine, okay, again. This is all Xavier Sakatsum.
There's one axiom that starts with Israel.
I'll word it the way I word it because that's how I was raised to word it. And that is, if the Torah says it's mutter, it's mutter. It's not my job to question the Torah. I mean,
absolutely.
I can try to understand the Torah, but the Rambam learns the Torah is teaching me something derives the kula. We are machmer. Dr. Rambam, we are machmer rabbinically. And the Rashba says no, because this is exeris akasim only here. But every other place, something derives from the Torah.
There would be a difference because the Rashba would say that Sakhid Raisa is the Chumra, and the Rambam would say that a Sakhid in the Rabbanan is the Kula.
Everybody holds Sakhid Rabbanan the Kula.
Right, but the Rambam says the Raisa is the
Chumra. Sakhid Raisa is the Chumra.
Right.
Sakhid Rabbanan is the Kula.
But the Rambam says that all of these in him, the Raisa, and it's only the
Rabbanan,
the Kula. So the
Rabbanan is the... It's not a subject Rabbanan. It's a subject Raisa. It's a Vada Rabbanan.
Right, but
there's no difference.
Can't have a in one of these cases?
What?
You can't have a subject in one of these cases.
I don't know what you mean.
They're
Sakers, and the Torah said you're allowed to marry them. There came along to Rabbanan and said you can't marry them.
Correct.
Now, we'll worry about what Shver we'll get later. There is a difficulty here with Rambam Shita, and I don't know the answer, but we'll worry about it when we get there. But that's Machloikas, Yisaitis Dika Machloikas, based on this Gemara. Talk to Gemara Weiter. In fact, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and why Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan that we have no kohol to ban gerim, right? Rabbi Yossi had 5 kohols, he used them all, and never came up with a pasuk to ban gerim from marrying mamzerim. Where does Rabbi Yehuda have his ban? He says, kahanim leviyim mechad kohol nafki. If it would only say one kohol, it would know both kain and levi. That are yasele lekal gerim, so it leaves one kohol available to say that gerim can't marry mamzeris. No, you do need 2 calls for Kahanim and Levim. But Mamzer Bishtuki, Bishtuki Bishtuki, Machat call Nafka. Rabbi Yossi used 1 call that a Mamzer is allowed to marry Shtuki, and 1 call that a Shtuki is allowed to marry Israelis. Rabbi Yehuda says those 2 can be derived from the same one. Again, and he's going to explain himself. The same pasuk can teach us 2 things. So again, it leaves 1 open for gerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you need 2. But time Rabbi Yehuda mahacha, he has a 6th kohol, whereas Rabbi Yehuda only has 5 kohols to darshan, and therefore didn't have 1 for ger. Rabbi Yehuda found the 6th one. It says hakohol huka achas lechem. The Ager Hagar, like Korban Pesach, it says from the Kohol and for the Ger. The Torah is including Ger in Kohol. Rabbi Yossi, Chukachas, Hivsik Einyan, says Hakol, then it interrupts with the word Chukachas, so therefore it's not going on Ger. So therefore you can't use that. Echad Ger, Bechad Korban, that's it, Rashi. So we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda, and it all boils down to whether you have an extra kohol. Because 1 kohol bans kahanim to marry a mamzeres, and 1 kohol, let me go both ways. I say kahanim marry a mamzeres, I mean a mamzer to marry a kohen. And 1 kohen, 1 bans a levi, and 1 bans a yisroel, and 1 allows suffolk mamzer to marry a mamzer, and 1 allows suffolk mamzer to marry a yisroel. And Rabbi Yehuda frees, and therefore there's no 6th kohol to tell me that a ger can't marry a mamzer. And Rabbi Yehuda says 1 of those calls are not necessary. The Gemara gives 3 possibilities. Either because Kahanim and Levim can be derived from 1, or because Shtuki marrying a Mamzer and a Shtuki marrying a Yisraelis can be derived from one, or there's a sixth call out there, in a different parsha, Hakol Chukzakza Vagir Lagar, which Rabbi Yaiti doesn't darshan. Those are the three possibilities I'd like to do, Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Chad L'mishri Mamzeres B'Shtuki. We did that already. Chad L'mishri Shtuki B'Yisrael. We did that already, too. Kal Gerim L'Ikri Kol. L'Yasalim Kol L'Kal Gerim. I don't have a pasuk. Machad Kol L'Navki. The Shevet Echadeh. The Rashi, that the first Aaron told, Kain and Levi are the same Shevet. V'Ein Likus Kol Chatsiyah Shevet. When it says the word kohol, we wouldn't say kehanim over levim. How can I be trei kohol in a nuk? I be kehanim levim, it's a trei kohol in the drasha. After lohachi, he asked the luchad lekalgerim. I have one left for kalgerim. Mamze b'shtuki, shtuki b'yisrael, mechad kohol navki. I can learn from one pasuk. Chad mikol v'adai, v'chad mimamze v'adai. One from the word mamze, one from the word kohol. Don't get this, you know. The other mamze v'adai b'kol v'adai. From mamze something b'kol yisrael. Vadai, when mam's a vadai because subic, yabai. Vibai zayma, ani nami trei kol inenu. Klaimer, lahanach taiti drash is trei kol yitzuk, ani tu psukim. Vibai yasikro, lahavad ishina mam's a vadai lo yabai, sabik mam's a yabai. Wouldn't be an extra pasuk, I wouldn't go both ways. El ava mina kachol shar streiki yitzur. I would have done it like every other subic yitzur, which Rashi she did, subic derais to lukumra. Vadai atar is vadai lukas alav. On a vadai, you give a guy malkus. Well, that's our subject. That's our subject. Subject lechumra. Zura. By subject, you go derive to lechumra. Hakol chukagas lechem v'lager. Lami to the mikt of kol hocha. I didn't have to say the word kol. Remember the ger hakol ikoyim. Well, that should be done and to teach me the ikri kol. Yes, doctor.
What is the key word in
the kol? Rashi says the word kol there is superfluous. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. You do. You have it on the side. I don't. What? No. He wants to know what word tells us that Gal Gerim is if he called there. So Rashi tells us the word I called doesn't belong there. So it's only there to teach me that Lager Hagar is part of Kol. And Rabbi Yaisi answers, there's a word in between. So obviously that's not what it's teaching us. Now, what gives us the right to darshan in the first place, Rashi tells us, is just the word I call doesn't belong there.
Is the
Gemara going to
talk about a
Shtuki
anymore?
What? A Shtuki is the same. They're both something from there.
They're allowed to marry each other.
Just like a mom's, there's a lot of married Shtuki, but Yisrael's a lot of married Shtuki.
We worry about, because Rashi being it's a Rabbana about the Shtuki because he might marry his sister.
Let the Gemara take care of that when we go. We're not there yet. We'll get there. We'll talk about a Sufi and about Shtuki. We'll have a lot to talk about. The rest of the Braisa said that a Kehenes can marry a Ger, a Eved Meshuchrer, or a Cholo. Okay. So the Gemara, Echad Ger ve'Echad Meshuchrer v'Chol Mutar b'Kehenes, Mesayle l'Rav, Dam Rav Yudah Merav, Lehuzuk Sheres l'Nasim Sulem. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that a Kashra Kehenes has no Isser to marry people who are not allowed to marry Kehanim. And again, let me explain it. The female version of Eved Meshuchrer, Ger, and Chalo, right, cannot marry a man Kayan. Men Kahanim, male Kahanim, are restricted from those three sets of people. Ger, Giyaris, Eved Shivcha, that's freed, and a Chalala. But the female version of those three, sorry, the male version of those three can marry a Kehenes. Because Kehenes has no restrictions of Isuri Kahuna. A Kehenes can be Matama Lameisim. A Kehenes is a Kibas Kayan, she can eat Truma, but the restrictions that are placed on a male Kayan don't apply to her.
Does a Ashes Kohen that her husband passed, does she have any restrictions?
Again, let's step back. Does an Aishas Kayan have any restrictions that a Kayan has? Can an Aishas Kayan be Metamel Mason? Yes.
Yes, right, I'm saying.
So she has no restrictions of Kun anyway. She has restrictions because she's an Aishas Ish.
Yeah, I'm saying that's why I said Pat.
Again, so it doesn't make a difference. It's only the Aishas Ish aspect. There's no restrictions in an Aishas Kayan, period.
Right. She's just like a Kohenis.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's restricted because she's an Asian fish. It doesn't make a difference who her husband is.
Because she's eating truma, that's why.
Okay, so is a Baskayan.
That's right. So,
is a Baskayan. A Baskayan is also eating truma. In fact, a Baskayan is eating chas v'shayk. So is an Asian Baskayan.
Not Kohenis.
What?
Not Kohenis. Or yes.
Yes.
So they're all mingled in one case.
The female version of Kayan has no restrictions of kahuna. That's what it's saying. Kohenis restrictions
just,
of kahuna.
It's just one case of a semi-Kohen. That's all it is. It's a female Kohen, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Means she's not... The wife of a Kohen is also...
Listen, if you have a something with your wife, that's your problem.
What?
If you want to say something about your wife, that's fine. Again, you're a Kohen, she's an anxious Kohen, she's fine, wonderful. What has it got to do with her? You're right. It has the privileges of Kohen to an extent. They cannot eat Kachi Kadashim. They cannot do Avayin and Demesha Mikdash. They can't do Kohen. They have some privileges of a Kohen. And no restrictions of a kayan. Some privileges. We learned that from Sukkim. None of this is logical. I mean, once you know the Sukkim, you want to add logic? Wonderful. But the Torah is the one that teaches us these guidelines. There's a pasuk called Torah Bebeis Chol Yoicholaisai that the Torah allows a household to eat Trumo. Mikdas Kesef. Anybody acquired by a kayan. An Eved kayan can eat Trumo. An Eved Kayan can eat Chaz of a Shaykh. He's still in heaven. He has no restrictions. He can be Matamah L'Meisim. So, again, certain privileges go by being in a Kayan's, now, quotations, family. You want to call them family, you want to call them possessions. Whatever you're more comfortable with, we'll let you have a politically correct, not politically correct, if not an issue. There's no inherent kahuna in a woman that would give her any restrictions. That's what Rav says, and that's what we see from this brisa. That lehuziru kahanat l'sheres l'nasa l'psulam. A kahanat can marry a ger. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. It's legal. It's valid. It's always valid. But it's legal. It's only a law, but the worst. But it's legal.
They don't have to do a pidyon of that.
No, they don't do a pidyon. Either there's a bas levi. This is again exeret hakasa. Because we never go by the mother. And a bas levi doesn't have to do a pidyon of that. That's Madisro. She's a bas levi. She doesn't have to do a pidyon of that. Again, why? Because that's what the Torah said. That's why. Let's take a bite. Right. Darish Abzeira b'mechuzah. Abzeira said a drash in mechuzah. Ger mutter b'mamzeris. A ger is a lot of Mary b'mamzeris. Ragmu kula alma b'sergayu. They stoned him. The ger were very insulted. They're being told they're second class citizens. Now he permitted them to marry b'mamzeris. He didn't say you have to. But nobody wants to be told you're not 100%. You're second class. They were insulted, and they stoned him with their striking.
Mechuzah, a good place. Remember we had a whole shiloh. Is this Mechuzah
That's Mechuzah, yeah. We had a shiloh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But it has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Thank you for remembering, yes.
That's the reason I said
it.
I just...
No, it's fine. You said it 100%, but that's nothing to do with this. If you announced that Gareth was in Mount they got very insulted. I'm a rabbi. Me'ika the Dorish Mutzik Yehai Badukta the Shlichi Giyuri. Is this what you do in a place where there's a lot of gerim? Was that like a smart thing to do? Is that what you do? Now, it's interesting. The Gemara later in Kedushin we will see that Zera worked with gerim. The Radal, this is not Yitzchak Margaret, which would never ever say this, but the Radal says that the reason Zera worked with gerim is because he wanted to be mechaper on this thing that he did. That's what the Radal says. Find Gemara's later on that he worked with gerim. Radal says, because over here he did something that insulted the Gerim, so he went out of his way to be Makarev Gerim afterward.
Who was the Rav Dahl?
He was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin, I believe.
Rav Dahl Lurie.
Yeah, he was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin.
Wrote the essential commentary on
but
you're not allowed to go after non-Jewish to make Jewish.
No, you're not.
So how come you did that?
They didn't. When they were Gerim, he treated them very nicely. Rashi. I talked to Rashi. I didn't run into Rashi before. Who's Ruk Sheris, the Kahanis, Linasil Lipsulim? Lipsulim Kahuna. Ger Cholom Meshuchrim. Shakahanim Huzru Abedeseyam. Clan can't marry their daughter. They aim the Huzru Aleyam, but women can marry them. At least I have Absulim Shanoshim, Absulim Huzru Aleyam, at least I have some Kamamzerim and Isindim. But things that are Psulim Koho, Ava Isha, Ava Nashim Huzru Aleyam, Isha Kosim Isha Lishchon, Chichibatira. A woman can't marry a mamzer. Just like a mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, a woman is not allowed to marry a mamzer. It's equal to her. It was difficult to them. It's difficult. Would somebody say this in a place of Gerim? Dr. Gemara. This is going to be a whole sugya later on. So instead of getting involved now, we love to leave things to where the Gemara discusses it. We did have it in Yavamas also, but we're not learning Yavamas now, we're learning Kedushin, and it's going to be later on. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Darish Rava ben Mechuza. Rava lived in Mechuza. He said the following, Darish ben Mechuza. Ger mutter b'kehenes. Ger is allowed to marry kehenes. That's building them up. Tehuna b'shuroi. They put silk around him. They all brought presents to Rava. Then, Hadar Darish lo ger mutter b'mzeres. Then he told them, and a ger is allowed to marry b'mzeres. Amrilei, I've seen the Kamaisi. You just ruined what you said. You told us how great we were, and we can marry again. And then you turn around and told us we can marry Mamzeris. You just canceled. Amrilei, the top of the Chavdimuch, I gave you, I meant well. I'm telling you, you have a lot of choices. I didn't mean to insult you. I told you a lot of marry Kahanis. I'm telling you, you're okay. You're the best. But at the same time, you have that allowance. If you can't find the Shidduch in this world, go find it in that world. Now, the Beis Shmuel speaks out, this is only b'di'evad. In fact, there's a Talmud Rashi that says that too. Because we don't like to have mamzerim around. So a ger is mutter b'mamzeris, it's legal. The kids are going to be mamzerim. The Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, if he can't find somebody to marry, he can marry a mamzeris. But it's not like we recommend that a ger marry a mamzeris.
He didn't learn from here.
No, he just says that.
Yeah, here it says equal.
There's a safer, there's a one of them is
shy. What?
A Jew
is allowed to marry a mamzeres?
No, no.
Because Beis Shmuel said that.
I didn't say that, I said a ger.
A ger.
He's allowed to marry a mamzeres. Now, there's a safer Talmud Rashi. It must have been a Rishon. I never saw the safer inside, but I see it brought down. So Talmud Rashi says the same kind of thing. That Rava didn't mean to say, go marry a mamzeres. He meant to say, if you can't find, you have an option that a regular Jew doesn't have. A regular Yid that's not a ger is stuck. He has to find a Jewish girl to marry. He can't marry a mamzeres. You have a greater choice of who to marry. Rashi. Mutter b'kehenes, v'huzruk sheres l'nasa l'psulam. Okay. Now we go into Shtuki and to Asufi. You have a question? I like home. You have a question? Okay. You were going to comment, that's why. Be'elcha said, I didn't finish the Gemara.
Privately, if they would ask him, he would have to tell the halacha.
He would tell him what I just told you. You have it. If you ask me for recommendation, marry Israel. You ask me legality, you can marry a mamzeres. Same thing. If Zera didn't mean to insult Gerim, told him halacha. It happened to be insulting because you don't like to hear halachas that make you feel like a second-class citizen.
But he could have...
I tell you, if not under Adal, I would keep my mouth quiet. But Dradao was Dradao. And he says that Gemara later on that will say Reb Zera was on the side of Gerim or something is because he wanted to be Masakin. I would never say it. Dradao was a million times bigger than me. He had a lot of say things like that. Yes?
Here
and also at least one other place, people threw Israel. Why Israel? I mean, I throw a rock, and there are plenty of rocks. My guess is it was sukkahs. And that's what they had in their hand.
No,
I came up with that one myself.
No.
It does.
Last day of sukkahs.
Included in a way which would imply
there is
a reason.
Because rocks, rocks would hurt more than a stroke.
Well, again, they were trying to get a mat, maybe. And rocks would kill, strike him, don't kill him in the cut. But
it must be the last day of sukkahs also. Hard
enough. What?
The last day of sukkahs also.
And I don't know, maybe they had eight of strike him. I have no idea.
Let me see.
It's all speculative. You know? They didn't have Murkav in those days. They didn't have the problem of Murkav. Striking, we're striking. I don't think they had to worry about that somebody, for financial reasons, mixed lemons in a striking. I don't think so at that time. I mean, they did do it, they did read different kinds of things, but this is a religious item. Again, obviously over the years it happened, but I don't think they had to worry about it then. Yes?
Talking about
that's because it has to belong to the person.
I'm sorry?
That's because there's halacha that has to belong to the person.
If it was ubiquitous, then not necessarily, but it's a weak statement on part. You know, people over.
Again, I don't have an asterisk, and Fito has an asterisk. I have to give it to me as a present. I'm a kind of an asterisk, so I should be able to do the mitzvah asterisk.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I didn't say they were everywhere. I said the ones that were there were kosher. Oh, you mean that why they used their asterisk? It must be the last they took it. Like that, I called that. I don't know.
But also, why did Solinian about? Yes, you're absolutely right.
It does mean
on the crucifix. But I mean,
that's a
weak implication.
That
they may not have been everywhere.
The Hilchasa. Yeah, Mutabekahanes, Mutabem Mamzeres. Mutabekahanes, and we pat the mutter and zeres kribeisi the kal gerem leik we call. So he does have the choice. Elu hei stuki, kol shemakir es imai, and he doesn't know his father. That was the Mishnah's words back on the Avtar Mechtes. Kol shemakir es imai ve'ein emakir es avos. Amar Rabba, dvar taira biblically, stuki kasher. Dvar taira, a stuki is kasher. My timer. Roiv ksheira metzla, Rive per people who could have fathered this child are kosher yidden. We're not talking about an HSS. We're talking about a single girl who had a child, and we don't know who the father is. Obviously, mother must not miss his moral and ethically based of girl. But, again, somebody fathered the child. The majority of people around are kosher, meaning their offspring are not mamzerim. There are some that are mamzer. Again, if you all have a look at my Baba Basi Sarah Black Kosher, again, it's not a mamzer. Psulim means people that would make the child puzzle to marry a Jewish girl. A mamzer, nothing. Some would be a ger, amayni, yes.
And the child would be what?
Possible to marry a Jewish girl.
And they would not, and because of the stuki, they don't know who the father is.
Again, majority of people that could be the father, in the pool of fathers out there, most of them would not possible the kid.
I mean, over here we have a town full of mamzerim over there.
What does it got to do with stuki? We have a case of.
Maybe stuki was born in a place like you.
Again. Let's read the Gemara. Why should we speculate about things that the Gemara is not talking about? Gemara says, Rava says, a kid is a shtuki. Biblically speaking, Rav says he's kosher.
Why is there more
swearing
in the world? Why is there
more swearing in the world? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a ball about this, we pop, going to have a lot of kosher.
It's very, it's a small minority.
Exactly. It's a small minority of fathers who make their kid. Now, if she's an Aishas Ish, it's a different story. We're not talking about an Aishas Ish. We're talking about a single girl. Right. The E, honestly, and now. Okay. Before I. What? Yeah, I'm just trying to. How I'm going to word this. There's a concept in the Torah. And again, Xeris HaKasav. Either you learn it from the Pasuk, it's Allah, or you've seen that, it's Allah, it's Anam, I'm not getting there now. There's a concept in the Torah called Kavua, Kamechta, Mechta, Dami. Anything that is in its place of setting, is set, is viewed as 50-50, even when it's 90-10. Case in point. A person throws a rock where there's nine Jews. No, I'll take this simple case. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to get controversial. Let's go. A guy walks into, there's nine kosher butcher shops and one trefa butcher shop. He walked into a butcher shop. He bought meat. Now he can't remember which butcher shop he was in. The suffix is not where the meat came from. The suffix is where were you? Which butcher shop were you in? That means your suffix is in its place of setting. The butcher shops are set. You don't know which one you were in. We don't go by Rav. The Xeris HaKasav is called Kvua Kamechta Mechtadami. We view it as 50-50. Halakha Machim Sinai. Xeris HaKasav. If you find a piece of meat in the street, so your suffix is where did the meat come from, you go by Rav. Nine butcher shops are kosher. You can rely that the meat is kosher. One is Trev, but you don't go by that one. Torah said, go by majority. However, if you walked into the store, that means the subject is where were you, which store were you in? It's about the store. That's where your suffix started. Your suffix started about the store. That's a place that's kavua. And there the Torah said, Xeris HaKasav, called kavua, kamechza mechzadami. A kavua is treated like 50-50. This is Xeris HaKasav. So now, when we talk about this woman being Mazana, we have to ask the question. Right. Did the man go to her place or did she go to the man's place? If he came to her, he wasn't Kavua. He wasn't in his place. If she went to him, then it's in his place of Kriyas. And if it's in his place of Kriyas, we don't go by majority. So Rava has to explain why he's saying biblically it's kosher. So let me just read the words.
How about a hotel?
That's a good question. That would be not Kavua. But they didn't have hotels. Maybe they did. Again, they didn't have hotels the way we have hotels. People didn't go to... They didn't. Again, that's not worth it. If they went to her, call the parish Meruba parish. We call the majority. My Amrit, so why would it be Usher? Because maybe she went to them. And if she went to them, it's in their place of kliyas. It's the store. People become the store. And then you say it's 50-50, regardless of the majority. How about the kavua? The whole kavua can mechta dummy. But over here, that's not a problem. Because I tell you, I'm a lay of a mamzer. Mamzer vada hudloy avay. A mamzer suffic yavay. We call vada hudloy avay. A bakal suffic yavay. The terrorist is suffic is mutter. Therefore, Dr. Rava, there's no reason to worry about a stuki. At worst case scenario, it's 50-50, halachically. In the time it's 50-50 is mutter. So really, a stuki can marry a bat yisrael, and a stuki can marry a mamzeres. What are you worried about? That he's a mamzer? First of all, if you go by Rive, he's not a mamzer. Terrence says, you'll tell me, that the Terrence said you can't always follow Rive. Not logically. Logically, there's no difference between Kavua and, at least put it that way. In my mind, I don't see a difference between Kavua and non-Kavua. But the Torah said that. That a Kavua is considered like 50-50. Xeris HaKasav. Okay, but 50-50 is okay here. The Rava says, there's really no reason biblically that a Shtuki can't marry a Bas Yisrael.
The difference between Kavua and non-Kavua is very simple. At that moment, let's go with the piece of meat. I mean, at that moment where the piece of meat came into our possession, inside the store, whatever store that was, it was 100% whatever it was. Whereas when you go outside, at the time it comes into your possession, it is undefined.
Okay, if you understand that, I'm fine. I'm not going to sit here and argue about it, because at the end of the day, the piece of meat is what it is, even if it's outside.
I mean, it's a classical stats mistake where someone...
Fine, okay, okay.
Fine,
okay.
What are the chances?
Anyway, this is Xeris HaKosev. My mind, Xeris HaKosev, I don't need anymore. Yes.
I see the next line answers my question.
Frank the Gemara, so my time, I'm a shtuki. So why did the Mishnah say you can't marry a Basitzchol? Because we're afraid he might marry his father's, his paternal sister. You don't know who the father is. You don't know who the father is. Not because we think he's a mamzer. Because if he's a mamzer, he's okay. He's a suffix mamzer at worst. But you can't let him marry a Jewish girl, because it might be his sister. It's Xavier Drabonim. The problem over here with the Rambam is if all Sveikah Deraisa Drabonim were Machmer, why does he need to have a special Xavier here, Shema Yisra Chayisim Yavav? If Drabonim came along and said all Sveikah Deraisa are Mutter, so, or Aser, so, follows the rule.
Which Keith does know?
The Gemara here says that really a shtuki should be married by Yisrael because Safik is mutter. But Rabbanan asked it because maybe he'll marry his paternal sister. Why don't we say Rabbanan asked it because he asked it every Safik derisa?
Because the father knows whether he fathers her or not.
Again, every Safik derisa we ask her.
But
it's still a Safik.
But the father knows.
He's not here. How do I know?
But he's here.
What do you mean he's here?
The father just won't tell the truth.
So it's not, that means we don't know.
Even though there was one person in the world that knows.
It's a big deal. So therefore what? Philosophic.
Philosophic.
Yeah, we don't can't know by the fact that somebody knows and we don't know.
Yeah.
The answer is, because over here, the regular halacha of something to rise to Luchumra, I had the answer a minute ago. Let me rethink it again. The kasha is, why does the Rambam need a special... Yeah, right. The reason is, because over here, the majority says it wasn't the mamzer. Maybe it's kavua, maybe it wasn't kavua. So it's more than just a regular 50-50 suffix here. The majority tells us it's not a mamzer. Because who says she went to him, he might have gone to her. And then it's mutter because of right. So the Rambam says the regular halacha of suffering the right to the chumra that we say midrabanan is the chumra wouldn't apply here because it's really not a suffering. Because 50% he went to her and then it's mutter, right? And 50% she went to him and then it's 50-50. So it makes it more to heter because there's two possibilities here. If he went to her, you go by right. If she went to him, it's 50-50. So if you put it together, the chances are that he's not a mamzer, halachically. So it's not really a suffix deraisa. But came along Drabonin and said, even though it's not really a suffix deraisa, it's less than a suffix deraisa, still, we're going to be machmer. The reason we're going to be machmer is because he might marry his paternal sister. Meaning we don't know who his father is. Okay, and everybody should have just a wonderful day.